Every day, we have a million little chances to connect with our kids. Lives are busy and we'll never be perfect parents, but recognizing teachable moments and making something out of them can be very powerful. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Claudia Thomas with Fairfax County Public Schools Family and School Partnership. Thank you, Claudia, for joining us.
Thank you, Sonia, for this opportunity.
Today, we'll discuss what a teachable moment is and how putting them to good use can help us connect with and nurture children in new and meaningful ways. So let's start by making sure everybody knows what we're talking about. What is a teachable moment and why are they important?
So a teachable moment is an opportunity, it's an on-the-spot opportunity that we all have as adults to have an impact in a child's life, whether it's our own child or children that we work with. And those opportunities are there all the time. We just have to be intentional and deliberate about realizing that they're there.
And so give us some examples of teachable moments, and can we predict them, or how do we identify them in our daily life?
Sure. I think it can work a couple of ways. The opportunities are there all the time, but I also believe that you can create them. And when you create them, typically, it would be, at least in my life, I have four children, so I create them because there are topics that I need to discuss. Mm-hmm. And if you provide a safe atmosphere, typically a relaxed, fun atmosphere, so that they're comfortable and you bring up whatever you need to bring up, the child or the young person will be more likely to open up and share things with you.
So when we identify a teachable moment, what are some tips that you offer parents on how to sort of make the most of that teachable moment?
Sure. Well, again, I think the intentionality is really important. It's almost like you have to train yourself to be aware of what's going on around you. I know that we are all very, very busy, and a lot of times we can let things go when it could have been a very good opportunity to have stopped just a couple of minutes. Realized that this was an opportunity to have shared or expanded upon a situation or answered a question. And I can give you an example, actually. My youngest child, he's three, and this morning he asked me if he could touch my tummy. And I said, of course. And then we started talking about when he was in my tummy. And I didn't know where it was going, but then he says, but I'm not in your tummy anymore. I'm here now, and I'm big. And for a three-year-old to be able to make that connection and say, I'm not in your tummy anymore, I'm here now, and I'm big, I was thinking, wow, you know, I could have ignored it. I could have said, no, we're in a hurry. Mommy needs to get ready. But I didn't. I allowed, you know, those 30, 40 seconds to do that, and I realized, wow, my little guy, he gets it. Mm-hmm. He gets. So that's just an example.
And that opportunity mm-hmm. to celebrate him achieving a milestone, but also to sort of take a pause and make sure that you've enabled him to gain maybe a little bit more self-awareness and to have a positive interaction with
Absolutely.
You as his parent.
Absolutely.
Very good. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Claudia Thomas from Fairfax County Public Schools, and we're talking about teachable moments. So let's talk about that parent-child relationship and how important the quality of that relationship is and how we can use teachable moments to sort of strengthen that bond between parent and child.
Okay, so I really think that it's very important as a parent to create the opportunities for your child to feel comfortable, to ask you questions. I think it's important to help your child feel successful, no matter how old they are. I think it's important to make a connection with your child. That connection piece is so crucial. You know, from when they're born, there's that bond. And you need to continue to build upon that. You need to water that relationship with your child and you know, like a little plant and feed it, because as they grow up, it becomes more difficult when they get into those middle school years to try and connect with them. Sometimes they don't want to connect with you because they're looking, you know, to be more independent, to find themselves. And you need to give them a certain amount of space at that time. But that long-lasting bond and relationship, that connection you have with your child that you've created from when they were very little will always remain, as long as, you know, you work on that and you're again, intentional, and you pay attention for those opportunities that you have as a parent.
Yeah. And it occurs to me that I think the social emotional development that children go through in learning how to make friends and how to deal with sort of interactions that are sometimes healthy and sometimes not so healthy with both their peers and with other adults in their lives, teachers and coaches and music teachers or whatever. That's sort of one of the key responsibilities, I think, of parents. And yet we get so caught up in, you know, making sure you have your homework done and making sure we get you to practice and making sure we, you know, get the house cleaned up or whatever. And we forget to sort of give some attention to talking about friendships and how you handle certain situations. And it strikes me that this concept of teachable moments can be helpful to parents in when they see an interaction between siblings or between friends to sort of pause and debrief that maybe a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have, like I said, I have four kids. I have two older ones and then two younger ones. My 3 and 6 year old are constantly battling, battling for many things. And absolutely, you know, there are many opportunities during the day for me to talk to them about possibly why maybe saying mean things to each other, you know, is not a kind thing to say. Stopping them and having them realize that there are other words that can be used instead of the words that they're using. Talking to them about why is it that you said that? What happened? Tell me what he did. How did he make you feel? And then explaining to the other little guy, well, did you hear what your brother said? You made him feel this way when you use that word. So again, it's kind of breaking it down and taking that time to talk to your children about maybe something that's not so positive, but turning it into a positive opportunity so that they can realize, well, we don't have to, you know, deal with a problem this way. Next time that, you know, this happens, maybe we'll remember what mom said and we will react a different way.
And setting rules is an important part of being a parent. But I hear you talking about not just setting the rule and stating the rule, but also helping children sort of understand the why and the impact of it and maybe get a little bit more awareness, which takes a little bit more time than just saying we don't, you know, call each other names.
Right.
But sort of opening up that empathy and that awareness, it's long term going to help that child sort of mature and be better able to interact in the world around them.
Absolutely. And, you know, just as you're mentioning that, I'm thinking my background, my culture, you know, I'm from South America. I'm from Chile. I was born there. I came here when I was 5 years old. And although I've been here most of my life, all of the culture piece and all of those ways that my parents have raised me come from what they know, the way they were raised, the way their parents raised them. So it's taken, I have to tell you, a lot of adjustment because it's very different than the way that I raise my children. And, you know, it's an eye-opening experience becoming a parent and realizing that things can be done a different way. Mm-hmm. Things don't need to be done the way that they've always been done. There are other ways. There are better ways to do things. And, you know, as a culture, the Hispanic culture, There is a lot of the corporal punishment. I've learned that that's not necessary. You can still have your children listen to you. You can discipline them in other ways, and it works. It really, really does work.
And in your parenting workshops, you talk about positive and negative moments of truth. So tell us a little bit about that concept of a moment
of truth. Sure, absolutely. So there's a parent workshop called Successful Parent, Successful Child. It's based on the Kids at Hope framework. And Kids at Hope basically is believing in the success of all students, of all kids, of all youth, no exceptions. The no exceptions piece is usually the hard part for people to accept.
Yeah.
Because how can you really believe that all kids can be successful? Well, they can be. You just have to give them the right tools and the right people in their lives for them to be successful and meet them where they are so that you can help them from there move forward and be successful in life. Absolutely. So the moments of truth, there are pivotal moments as adults. So from the adult perspective, that those pivotal moments are opportunities where we can make a positive or negative impact in a child's life, a student's life, a young person's life. And I can give you an example, not as a parent, but maybe as someone who works with children, a teacher, a coach. Sometimes a teacher might be staying after school, and there's that opportunity, that quiet moment where that student needs to ask something. And as an adult, we can usually pick up on those cues. And if you're too busy, or it's time to go home, or you've got things to do, you can easily kind of say, I'll just, you know, maybe they need something, but I'm going to let it go. Or you can take those couple of minutes and say, hey, so what's going on? You know, kind of open it up for them to share, because you see there's something on their mind. That's really what a moment of truth is about. It's a moment where you're giving that student an opportunity to share something with you, make a connection with them, a connection that you may not have, and you may not be able to have unless you had, you know, stopped yourself and given yourself that time to stop for that child and find out what it is that's going on in their minds.
To open that mm-hmm. door.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We have just about a minute left. Is okay. there one final tip that you wanted to leave with parents who might be listening today?
Sure. I would say that teachable moments can happen at any time. We are busy. We're all busy. But we need to realize that sometimes stopping for those, you know, seconds, minute, can have a profound impact in a young person's life, whether it be our child or whether it's someone that, you know, we coach or that we see or whatever relationship we have with them, even in our own families, you know, cousins or nieces or nephews. We as adults have a responsibility to connect with children. We as adults have a responsibility to believe in them and to let them know that we believe in them, sometimes more than what they believe in themselves. Love them. Love them unconditionally and let them know that you will always be there to help them. And if you can't, if it's not your child and you can't be that parent for them, you'll find someone, you'll connect them with someone that can.
It's a great message to end with. Children learn to see themselves by the way that we see them. And so we have to make sure that we're offering them a vision of a whole person, that we look forward to seeing them grow up and what they'll contribute to our community. What a wonderful message. Every child depends on the adults around them to communicate with them about their world. When parents and other adults take advantage of teachable moments, they build a connection with that child. Answering questions, listening, encouraging new ideas. Teachable moments, though seemingly small amounts of time in the rush of daily life, can provide big results. Children develop stronger communication skills, feel encouraged to learn and explore, and become more secure in their feelings and ambitions. The beauty of teachable moments is that they happen every single day in a child's life. They're a daily chance to connect with your kids in simple, meaningful ways. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones with SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Claudia Thomas from Fairfax County Public Schools for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections, and we are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities. We can each help families thrive. For more information about teachable moments, as well as other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.